Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Sunday, the 10th of January. I'm going to get the dates wrong all the time. I'm going to give up swearing soon. Tomorrow we have the return of Mindset Monday, and it's going to be brilliant. I'm looking forward to the next few Mondays. Not that there's anyone left to listen to the podcast after yesterday, of course. I went on my little Boris management of this vaccine rant and all that, and not listening to him anymore. He doesn't say the things I agree with. He doesn't say the things I like. That's why you have a play button. That's really, see, you play. Oh, he's talking about Boris. Oh, I'm not having that. It's part of the problem with society, isn't it? Nobody wants to listen to reason. If you're saying something they don't agree with or not their point of view, it all just falls apart. That's exactly why society is crumbling around our knees. It's why people are storming the Capitol and we're seeing situations which we've never seen before. People only want to listen to the bits they agree with. And it's everything. It's gambling. It doesn't matter what it is. Just people have a bias now in their head, and if somebody dares say anything different, oh, can't talk to them anymore, I've got to go, don't like them. It's pathetic. There, it's absolutely pathetic. But no, we're none of that today. We're going to get straight into it. I watched all three playoff games last night in the NFL. I did feel Buffalo should have covered the handicap, but Indianapolis, to be fair, should have been out of sight at half time. Amazing that they went in losing at half time. They were just kept making mistake after mistake after mistake, and then I thought Buffalo have got that lead. And Indianapolis did try and come back strong, so done it there. Seattle, I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened to Russell Wilson. He looked like a man with no arms, whether obviously not having a fans there, whether he froze. I just thought he was poor. Rams played well. And then Big Tom, who, you know, second to Joe Montana's the greatest of all time, obviously, because he's a 49er. And then Big Tom stepped up and done it again. And amazing, beating 17 teams in the playoffs. And I think he's now won the most playoff games as a quarterback or tied it. I was getting a bit tired by that stage, but absolutely amazing. I love this time of it. I mean, I like the NFL week to week, but I do love it when we get into the business end of the season. Obviously, normally go to states for the Super Bowl. Won't be any of that this year. But we have got three more games tonight, and we kick off with Baltimore at Tennessee. Tennessee have been a team I've liked all season, and I've sort of said at the start of the season I think they'll do, but I do think that the Ravens will be too good for them tonight. I do think you'll see, for me, there's four teams: Ravens, Kansas, obviously, Bills, and the Saints. I think that's where your winner comes from, unless Brady does spring an amazing surprise. So I do think that this will be a good game tonight, but I was looking at the prices. I am going for Baltimore to cover the handicap. Baltimore -3, not -3.5, -3 at Tennessee. Baltimore -3 at Tennessee, 5-6 with Bet365 is available. It's available at other places as well, but not -3.5, -3. And then Chicago go to New Orleans. I do think New Orleans will win, but I think this could be like the Bills game. New Orleans have had, I think, dreadful luck in the playoffs. Some horrific refereeing calls over the last few years. A couple of absolute horrendous ones, which have ended their campaign. I think they're going to come out and win this tonight. As I say, I do think they've got a great chance of winning the overall thing. I think it's quite open, despite Kansas dominance. I do think Chicago will cover 10.5 points. I think this will be a bit like the Indy Buffalo game. I think Chicago will hang in there. So Chicago +10.5 for me is just too many. So Chicago +10.5, 4-5 at Bet365, and 5-6 available in other places. All interesting games, to be fair. I think the Baltimore-Tennessee game will be, but I'm interested to see how Chicago doing against New Orleans tonight, how they come out and approach it. And then we've got the 1 o'clock in the morning game, which I will definitely be watching, is Cleveland at Pittsburgh. People who listen to have listened to me over the years know I have an absolute Cleveland are my Liverpool, if you like, of the NFL. Reason being, my I've got a good friend who supports Cleveland, and it's just a rivalry we've built up. So I want to see them smashed at every opportunity. Baker fraud field, but they have been absolutely riddled with COVID. No head coach tonight. I'm not sure they've got their offensive coach. They had to close their training centre. I cannot see them beating Pittsburgh tonight, but the line I thought was about right. But I think you're going to see, with these head coaches missing, etc., I think you're going to see mistakes. I think you're going to see turnovers. So I am going to go for the over 47.5 points, which is 10 to 11 in most places. So no spread there. I do think Pittsburgh will win. But they're 1-3, 4-11. I think they win tonight, and I hope they win as well, but I do genuinely think they'll win. I think they'll be too strong for a COVID-riddled Cleveland. I think we'll see some points on the board. So over 47.5 points, 10-11, most places, Cleveland at Pittsburgh. So Baltimore -3 at Tennessee, 5-6, bet 365. Chicago +10.5 at New Orleans, 4-5, bet 365, 5-6 in places. And Cleveland at Pittsburgh, over 47.5, 10-11, most places. As always, at your own peril, I will do all the playoff games right through to Super Bowl Sunday. I know it's a sort of, a lot of people, it's a love or hate it game. I absolutely love it. I just think it's a cracking sport to watch, and momentum shifts so quickly. And they're good, so skillful. But you just don't, I think if you don't like it, you don't sort of realise how skillful they are at what they do. Superb. Spurs have a very, very difficult cup tie at Marine. Very hard draw, as always. We always get the tough draws at 5 o'clock tonight. Be interesting to see that. I think it's great that Marine, obviously it would have been a big payday for them with what's gone on. They sold virtual match tickets with the opportunity to manage the team in a friendly. So basically, it's like a big raffle, if you like. And Spurs fans have been jumping on it. I think fantastic for what they've done. They wanted to sell 600 and they've sold 15,000. Spurs fans, I've bought one. Spurs fans chipping in, obviously. And fantastic, obviously, for a club like that. It breeds life into it. Let's just hope they don't go and flipping beat us. That would be bad news. But no, obviously Spurs, I think, what, 104, 105 are they? Tonight should obviously be job done. City 1.1 against Birmingham. Chelsea 107 against Morecambe. There's not much about in these games that I like. As I said yesterday, Stockport tomorrow at 12 is probably the banker. Yeah, so nothing in the cup games. Obviously, it is that cup romance watch, and you know, you're just not being funny, even as a Spurs fan. Love to see him get a goal, wouldn't you? You'd love to see Marine score one. And I do have some football. Dijon Marseille yesterday. Sorry about that. Absolutely dreadful. I had quite good hopes for that game. But I have got some for today. Let me just dig it out a second for you. 12:30 Darmstadt versus Hanover. 12:30 Darmstadt versus Hanover. If there hasn't been a goal in the second half by 70 minutes, start drip laying that scoreline. So if it's 1-0, drip lay under 1.5 or drip back over 1.5. Darmstadt versus Hanover at 12:30. And I've got a first half goal game, which is in Scotland, if it goes ahead, if the weather holds up. I haven't checked the postponements recently. Livingston, home to Ross County. A late first half goal. Livingston home to Ross County. as I say, tomorrow we're moving to Mindset Monday. Going to change the pods around a bit to get, you know, lockdown. We'll go more into stat, Mindset Monday, stat of the day, recipes, books, just to obviously try and get through all this as best we can for however long it's going to be. And it's quite interactive. I feel free, Dave will be listening, but after we've done Mindset Monday tomorrow, if people want to email me once I've done that content, I'm happy to have a look. I'm not saying I'm going to reply to everybody and make it a big project, but there's just bits in there that almost a commitment from you. Then if you actually do it and send it to me, then you know you've done it. And if there's anything I spot that I can help with, I will help out, certainly. But you know, I think a lot of people have seen football results settling down over the last, you know, we are in strange times, and the, one of the keys is not to panic. And I think people do get in a panic, you know, again, it's an entitlement. Oh, they're expecting results to go their way. It is football, it's variance, it's 22 players. What we're seeing, you know, are things that we've seen before. You know, I know people again want to bracket in things. I've always said that, been consistent with it. But I'll upload the sheets as well through the week, the goal sheet and the sheet I talked about last week on the podcast with just like home team performance broken down into leagues and odds brackets, which I think people will just find interesting. And then I can keep it updated and add it at the end of the season. So you'll actually have an accurate comparison of what's gone on season to season. And you can blame it on what you like. Then you can blame it on COVID. You can blame it on variants. You can blame it on the fact they're playing every 2 or 3 days. Whatever you want to blame it on, you'll be free to. Okay, enjoy your Sunday. For me, it will be trading, watching the sport, watching the NFL through to the early hours. Come on the Steelers. With the 49ers not there, I'm just going to support anyone playing the Browns. Bit sentimental. I'd probably like to see Tom Brady go with a new team and win. It would be quite amazing. But it's just great fun, whatever. Okay, guys, have a lovely little Sunday. Enjoy yourselves, whatever you're doing. And I will be back with you all tomorrow morning.